to episode 41 of the Xbox Bantercast. I'm your host, David Jewson, Gamertag VLR. Joined this week, as ever, is the Transylvanian Dan Smith.
Hello! I am Daniel Smith, a Gamertag Lord Atom.
That sounded like a really weird George Jetson impression. And
maybe it was.
And Matthew, I ran out of funny things. Hi, Matt.
Hi, I'm Matthew.
Don't you hate it when you run out of funny?
Hi. I run out of funny because I'm tired.
Oh.
That, or I used up all the funny, like, 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, or you used up too much funny at work.
Now the funny's run out.
Yeah, I need to recharge my funny.
Well, you know, stick it in the socket.
Yeah.
It'd be funny if you were using the word fanny instead.
Fanny!
It's terribly fanny.
Fucking fanny. And middle class. Well, I don't know where I'm going.
I was
going
to say, no one's ever said they're middle class in that accent. All right, I'm well middle class, I am.
All right, governor. I'm middle class.
I live in Knutsford.
Went slightly like Brooklyn, like half there. What the fuck is... Oh, too many accents, too little bit.
Well, it's better than your Transylvanian pirate, anyway.
Oh.
Let's start, as ever, with what we've been playing. I will go first, because, you know, I've been playing nothing, like, 3 hours of Battlefield this week. That's it.
Dave, have you not been playing any blank?
I've been playing loads of blank, and just loads of that redacted.
Copious amount of marker pen overwriting.
Copious amounts of my...
We have run out of ink.
Copious amounts of my NDA says I can't tell you.
So that thing, yeah, you've been doing that, and it's a thing that you've been doing.
No, I'm allowed to say what I'm working on, because, you know, it's got a release date and shit, but I may check that before I publish this episode.
Well, that's advice, yes.
Yeah. I'm just like, because otherwise I'm like, got to cut out most of this episode.
Hey, Mr. Line Manager, do you want some free publicity? Am I allowed?
I guarantee you, my 10 listeners, they will buy it.
Some free what again?
Free publicity.
What? I said publicity.
You said publicity.
No, you said free publicity.
Well, I've got these vampire teeth still in. It's a bit hard. Yeah, you know. Times are hard.
Anyway, Dan, what have you been playing?
Modern Warfare, because the new map came out. Yeah.
Has that got, like, a diving, like... It seems... What? It looks... I've seen a screenshot of, like, someone jumping off an edge. Has it got something similar to Danran Peak?
No. If they're jumping off an edge, they're dying straight away. It's on the top of a skyscraper, and there's some sides where you can fall off.
Where many walls happen.
Oh, okay.
I must have
just got misled by a screenshot.
I do hate it when the epic conclusion to a war happens on the top of a skyscraper.
Yeah, I know. That is just, I hate when there's just like intense gunfights on top.
Not again.
What's happening? Gunfight top of the office.
Again.
Yeah, everyone just sounds off the computers, runs up, and with their guns in hand, just.
Yeah.
BB, like, gunfights!
It's a good job you can respawn.
Yeah. It's a shame you can't in real life.
Yeah. Anything else, Dan?
Well, lots of Battlefield. A lot more Battlefield than Modern Warfare, I would say.
I'm glad. Because it's bad.
To me, they're about equal, actually. Aren't they? Like, it depends what I'm in the mood for. It is completely run, gun, and Twitch shooting. Am I in the mood for that? Or do I want a Battlefield experience? And it's also, are you guys online? Am I going to play with you?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, horses for the courses. And that's about all I've been playing with.
What about you, El Gambo?
Well, for once, I've got a very diverse selection of games. Well, I say that. So I'll start with the ones that I always play. I've been playing lots of Battlefield. I've been playing a bit of Mass Effect. Almost finished my third playthrough on Insane on Mass Effect 1.
Yeah.
I have played Alan Wake American Nightmare, and it is very good. I've finished it, and we will be discussing this.
Yes.
And on a random note, I've been playing Pokemon Black, mainly because, I know it's not an Xbox game, but I downloaded Mewtwo today because it was the last day it was able to be downloaded.
What's the exclusive move?
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember.
He's got a move. Yeah, he's got a move that he could never learn before.
Is it Psy Strike?
That'd be it.
Yeah, Psy Strike.
I think it's a completely new move, is the point.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, cool.
I just used it on a Camerupt.
As you do.
Cool.
But that's my Xbox, so redacted.
Just redact the whole episode.
Xbox redacted cast.
That, but there would be nothing there, just be ink. Hello, welcome to Blanked Out.
We would be moving on to Xbox Hells, but no one's done that.
I thought you had 20 minutes to do it.
I didn't look at that section at all.
Games sold this week.
Games
go
sold
to the
this
internet
week.
To find out more details on the internet.
Yeah, we'll catch up on that next week.
I'm assuming some first-person shooters were sold, and I'm assuming some other big games, maybe FIFA sold a few. I don't know, like you
I
know.
I reckon Alan Wake would have sold games. A few. Or does that not? Does that
no,
put on there? Or is that XBNL thing?
No, the chart is a retail chart. It doesn't take into account digital distribution.
Oh, then that sold nothing.
yeah.
Technically.
I don't know. I'll check next week. I'm trying to think what came out. Asura's Wrath is out. I'd be interested to see that sales figures.
Yeah.
It's what every Dragon Ball Z game should have been.
So deleted.
Shut up. Jerk. Asura's Wrath is. I played the demo and it's really quite fun. I may get that game at some point in the future.
Cool.
In the future when I have the time. Anyway, let's move on to the news. Starting the news this week, I Am Legend 2. Dan wrote these this week, by the way.
Yeah, they're all spelt correctly, Dave.
Shut. Achievements is spelt wrong. Boom.
Hey, that's from your template. No, that's from a post. That's from an article. Copy and pasted that, but.
Well, you didn't
all original material.
Well, you didn't.
Hey, IGN.
You didn't spell check then, did you, Dan?
And that's hey, IGN. Spell
it tells it itself.
Anyway, I Am Legend 2, because even though he died in the first one and it's not a prequel, Will Smith will be reprising his role to presumably get more money or maybe follow the plot of the book better. Okay, that was weird. So they're doing an I Am Legend 2. Is this confirmed?
Yeah, it is confirmed. They're doing an I Am Legend 2. They haven't really said. They've said it's not a prequel, but Will Smith will be in it. So we don't really understand how it works.
Yeah, that makes no sense. So,
I think, but the thing is, they're saying it's not there isn't a prequel, but it could in fact be a prequel.
Yeah, it would have to be really. It's either going to either have to be a prequel or a reboot, and a reboot wouldn't be called I'm Legend 2.
Unless it's just a flashback, it could be following the woman who got to that winter place, village place, and then she's thinking back like, oh, Will Smith, yeah, he was hot.
Oh, yeah, okay. I could see that happening.
That's possible.
Like, he plays a major character even though... Wait, but...
Oh, wait. Dave.
Matt.
Do not read number 4.
Don't read it. I already read it, don't worry.
You already read it?
Yeah.
Dan, you idiot.
I thought it was public knowledge, so...
Can we discuss it now?
Yes, Dan, it's public knowledge that I've been purposely ignoring.
Sorry. You should have seen Mass Effect 3 and then stopped.
My brain's not working. Anyway.
Sorry
to interrupt you there. I just read it and I was like, oh!
I'm kind of excited for I'm Legend 2. Depends what they do. Because, obviously, the book was just a standalone thing. They never did a sequel to the book or a prequel. So, whatever they're doing with this is purely new writers taking on the story and moving it in a different way. And the film was good. It wasn't as good as the book. But, I don't know, I'll give it a chance.
Yeah.
I like the whole dystopian world's gone to shit theme, so.
I like the actual infected themselves as well.
Yeah, they're so much better in the book. In the book, they're just like humans, but they can't go out at night during the day. Mm. They have society. They are intelligent. They can talk.
So they're like vampires.
Yes, they are actually like vampires.
Vampires.
They in the book they get I think it's the same in the thing. They get created. By someone creates a supposed cure for cancer, and it turns half the population into them.
Yeah.
Anyway, number 2, the next Assassin's Creed game has now been completely confirmed, both to be Assassin's Creed 3 and to be coming this year. We already knew, but now we know it's in October and that it's been worked on for 3 years so far. So it should be impressive. It should actually 3 years. That's quite a long dev time for that.
Because we had about a year for the last one, so
yeah.
Three times as good?
Hopefully.
So pretty good?
that's if it's three times as good as every other Assassin's Creed game, that's like Game of the Year contending stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd be really interested to see how... Like, we've talked a lot about Assassin's Creed and where we want to go, so there's nothing new we can really tread water on this, but it's Assassin's Creed 3. It's ending Desmond's section of the game in the story.
Yeah.
So it will be interesting to see where this goes.
And it's not Ezio and it's not Altair as well, so...
No, it's Desmond and maybe someone new.
Yeah.
Although
maybe it's just Desmond.
Yeah, I kind of want it just to be Desmond.
It'd be awesome.
Because if it's Desmond and someone new, then why did this new guy never pop up before? Like,
unless he has.
Different DNA sequence, I don't know. It could be to do with Subject 23 as well. Is it 23? Can't remember.
16?
Subject 13.
16? 13?
16. subject something teen.
Yeah. So it could be more Desmond being a master assassin and all of his DNA linked skills unlocked in his wakeful state.
I was going to say, at this point, he must be like just a legend. Like, he must know everything.
Because so far we've only really seen them have eagle vision around.
If you consider as well where Revelations left off, which we've done a Revelations spoiler cast already.
Yeah, like straight to where shit's going down.
Yeah, like straight away. You've got if the next one doesn't start as you exactly where the last one left off, they've done it wrong.
Yeah, and we're going to have a deja vu with this conversation when we talk about Walking Dead as well.
Yep. Yes, we are. Okay. Next, also Assassin's Creed Revelations DLC called Lost Archive is set to be released on February 28th for 800 micropoints. There were leaked achievements for the upcoming DLC last week that suggest this could be single player content and is most likely has connection to the empty Desmond pillars that appear on Animus Island, which I think we speculated on.
Yeah.
Before.
So there's no direct evidence pointing towards that, but it's
seems logical.
Yeah, single player, it's going to be that, surely.
Yeah, if it's single player content, I don't see any way where else in that hub they could jam in content without just saying, here's a new thing.
Yeah.
That'd be a bit like, why, when you've got those two broken... Was it two or three broken pillars?
Two, I think.
Although, those pillars are those weird kind of gameplay sections, so maybe there'll be another... You know how you've got the gateway that takes you to the main story?
Yeah.
Maybe they'll add another one of those, or that will act to take you to these new sections, and those two new pillars will become two of those new weird gameplay sections.
Yeah, I would hope for a bit of Ezio play and some Desmond background as well. Some more of those added.
Yeah, I want a lot more Desmond play.
Yeah.
Actually, really cool. Think about it, fuck. Single player content. Where are they going to. Where? When? Like, how?
They'll find a way.
Because, like we just said, the game ends and Desmond is awake, so he's at the Animus, and he's straight into a thing, like an important plot piece. So this can't be, like, post game content, because that wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, it would have to be squeezed in. So, we had, in Brotherhood,
Da Vinci DLC,
Leonardo's... And Bonfire of the Vanities.
Leonardo's Workshop.
Yeah, these were chapters squeezed in, but that was literally because they ran out of time. So, I don't know about this.
Okay, moving on to number four, which I didn't want to read, but I've read it anyway. Mass Effect 3's first downloadable content has leaked to the Xbox Live Marketplace, called From Ashes. The DLC was briefly available for 800 microsoft points and carried the following description. Unearth lost secrets from the past and recruit Prothean squad members in Mass Effect 3 From Ashes. In a post on the game's official forums, BioWare's Michael Gamble had the following statement to say. We're happy to confirm that Mass Effect 3 From Ashes DLC will be available at launch on all platforms. For those of you who have purchased the N7 Collector's Edition, including the PC Digital Deluxe Edition, you will get this content at no extra charge. We'll have a lot more details for you later this week. Stay tuned.
Dave.
That Prothean. Yeah, Prothean. Well, no one knows what a Prothean is.
Yeah, we do.
There's a banner.
Collectors.
No,
Protheans. No.
The Protheans don't necessarily look like collectors. They've already said
They do in the picture for the DLC. They do.
Oh well.
Sorry, Dave.
No, I know. No, what I mean is there's a conversation that happens in Mass Effect 2 where they talk about the fact that the collectors are twisted, watered down versions of what the Protheans were. So what I took from that when I first read it was maybe it'll be like an actual Prothean, like how they used to be. But if it's the picture of collectors, it's like.
I know, I get the impression that description maybe gets taken a bit far. I think that Protheans are either look very similar to collectors. I don't think physically they would have changed, just the way they are has changed.
Yeah.
But yeah, the picture. Look for the picture because it's interesting. And yeah, a Prothean squad member was like, made me like, what?
Yeah. The story, if it's like
Kasone.
Actually, I'd rather it's. Oh no, the DLC characters in Mass Effect 2 were both kind of like difficult to interact with past their past their story missions. What I want is a character, like a DLC character, who's a Prothean that I can go and talk to and get information from, not just go and listen to like 7 or 8 lines of prefab conversation. But yeah, that should be interesting and day one content.
Yeah,
I've seen people raging about the fact. Like, I knew that it was going to be day one. I knew that much because I couldn't avoid that piece of information. I don't get the problem. Like, so what? It's Mass Effect 3.
So if you don't want to buy it, don't buy it.
Exactly. It's not like. People get so.
That's the problem, I think. Because I'm getting the N7 one.
Yeah.
That's the exclusive bit of DLC that you get if you buy the N7 one.
But now.
You get it free. It's not exclusive, but you get it free. You pay for it. I've already paid for that.
Yeah.
Like, considering I've paid £60 for the N7 and 800 Microsoft points is about a tenner, I've technically only paid £50, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't mind paying that. Now, anyone else who's bought the normal edition and then decides, oh, I want to buy that DLC, fine, buy it. You don't want it, don't buy it.
Okay.
Don't bitch about other people getting it.
No, it's the idea that people say that if there's day one DLC, why wasn't it on the disc? And the idea is that it was never intended to be on the disc. Because it's story important content. It's not something that deprives you of proper gameplay. It's just something extra for people who want something extra.
Yep.
Well.
Anyway. Moving on to number 5. Bungie co-founder and Halo's creator Alex Seropian has started a new studio called Industrial Toys. Created along with former DreamWorks R&D manager Brent Pease, Industrial Toys will create mobile games for core gamers. According to a mission statement on the company's Facebook page, the studio is driven to innovate beyond industry standards and trust in these inherent truths, and that the future of gaming is about being accessible without sacrificing quality. That mobile technology allows us the creativity and the creativity to invent more dynamic gameplay, and that games are meant to develop and thrive as open collaboration between game designer and user.
Which all sounds cool.
Yes. It's the innovation part that I like the most. Like, I get annoyed with developers who have the money and the time and don't bother to...
I wonder who you could be talking about. I mean,
maybe when Activision decide that they should update the game's engine after... You know, that's like a 5-year-old game engine. Why then they make the most money out of anyone? Surely they can afford a new engine.
Yeah.
Just saying, Dan.
They have mentioned for the next Call of Duty, it's been worked on for a considerable amount of time and they're going to innovate. So who knows?
I get the impression, if they've been working on it for a considerable amount of time, it's not on a new engine, Dan.
Well, they could have made the new engine.
Well, they could have made a new engine and then not used it in any of the new games that they've brought out recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I doubt that. I bet it'll be the same engine again. They'll milk that engine for all they've got, and then they'll bring out a new one when they can.
Yeah, this is why I like DICE, because DICE work with new engines. They try to innovate as much as they can.
Yeah. Well, they have to, though.
Yeah. They strain every last drop out of the engines they have. I mean, look at the Frostbite 2 engine they've got for Battlefield 3. It's a beautiful, beautiful engine.
Talking of Battlefield 3...
Yeah, actually, talking about Battlefield 3, that's the segue I didn't mean to do. Battlefield 3 will soon be getting a massive, massive update, although we don't know quite when. The most notable improvements include instant vehicle kills for unguarded artillery rounds, higher damage for long-range hits for numerous weapons, and less lethal spawning locations. In addition, players will no longer take damage for short drops, smoke grenades will explode on impact, and suppressors will no longer reduce damage when equipped. All of those are things I want.
Yep.
Yeah.
More high damage at longer range is interesting, because that may mean that snipers become more lethal.
Yeah.
Because especially with things like some of the more high power rifles like the M4085 or the L96, if you don't get a direct headshot, you don't get a kill. Whereas you kind of feel like if you get anywhere, if you don't hit them in the foot, fair enough, don't kill them in one shot. But say a body shot, like a torso shot, I maybe want a kill from that.
I've had loads of body shots which, like, they just walk off and then kill me from. It's like, fuck's sake.
It's like, I saw you first, I shot you first. Just because I'm maybe not as accurate.
Yeah.
The tank one as well. There's a lot of times where I've hit, put an artillery shell right next to a dude and he doesn't die. And you just...
Mm.
What if you would be dead man.
Yeah. Man.
No, but I think what it says, instant vehicle kills, doesn't that mean
for
if you were to shoot from a tank to a tank, it would kill it instantly?
On instant vehicle kills.
Or are you saying that it means...
Instant vehicle kills for unguided artillery rounds. I'm guessing, I'm interpreting that as artillery...
Not locked on.
No, I mean, I don't think it's going to be one tank shell kills another tank. Maybe light vehicles and not things like Amtrak. Maybe they'll do more damage, but it won't be one shot. But like one tank round will take out one guy in one hit, as opposed to having to put two tank rounds into one guy.
Yeah.
Which is going to make tanks death machines again.
Yep.
Especially when you consider how hard they are to take down sometimes.
Yeah.
If you get a tank rolling around with designated guy repairing it, it's already pretty hard to take it down.
I mean, like we do.
Yeah, like we do.
And then there's one of the games where, Danny, when you first started playing, you were still getting the ropes, so I asked you to do that for me for like a game on Karg Island. Yeah. And I went something like 37-2.
Yep, because I was repairing it the whole time. That was a good game. Got loads of points for repairing it.
And I got so many kills in the tank.
Good times.
Anyway, so let's move on to the section where I ask people things. So, Matt, tell me things.
I don't know if I said this already. I was talking to Dan about it earlier. BioWare put some early copies of Mass Effect 3
into space.
Weather balloons, basically.
Yeah.
So they went up really high, and then when they come back down, anyone who finds them gets an early copy of Mass Effect 3.
It makes me want to get a GPS out and go find them with a gun.
With a gun.
Oh, you know, something...
I love how you like get a GPS out, and because that's the problem. I need to get a GPS. The fact that you need to get a gun.
You know, find them.
There's no way you could find them, though. It'd be luck. Most of them probably fall in the water.
They've got GPS zones on them. You can track them on the website, apparently.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder how specific it is, though. Like,
I don't think it'll be like second on second information, but it'll be like it's in this postcode.
Yeah.
Obviously, then right. if you know the postcode, you can go and see it.
And start looking on roofs.
Yeah, I'm just like. If I hear one's coming through this way, I'm going to go find it, because there's open fields around here for fucking miles.
Yeah, but there's open fields, but you know it's just going to land on a roof, even though there's open fields everywhere.
Yeah, so, I'll knock on the door, say, excuse me.
Sorry, can I just climb on your roof?
Do you want an Xbox? No. Dibs.
That applies here, right?
Could be a PS3 version.
Could be. That would be annoying.
That'd be sad. Or a PC version, that'd be worse.
Well, you could technically run it, just it would crash your computer.
No. I'd put it in my computer and be like, shut up, no way.
That's not happening. Get that out of me.
Break.
It would sense... your whole computer breaks in two.
It would sense what I put in it and blue screen immediately.
Nah, I'm a blue screen now.
Just having that disc in me is causing memory leaks.
Now I'm thinking of the vegetable leaks connected to, like, with a brain on them, mammy leaks.
No, Dan, while Matt's doing some research, what have you got to tell me?
To be honest, I've got absolutely fuck all.
How's school going, Dan? How's school?
Alright, yeah, not bad.
How's the supply teacher? Was that a one day thing?
That was a one day thing. It was chaotic.
Please tell me she was just a hilarious fuck up.
No, she was a bit of an airhead, but she wasn't. She kind of mostly knew what she was on about. She was okay as a teacher, just not as a historian, apparently. But you know,
to be fair, with the age of kids you're teaching, you can make shit up.
Yeah, the Titanic was a fucking tank, and
Jesus, zombie,
sweet zombie Jesus.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Matt, how's the research going?
There's a regional launch for each one.
Yeah.
I don't really understand. Each one will receive a space station for 360. Actual game was not. That was launched. Or the actual game that was launched into space, surprise a package. Hang on. Surprise a regional launch. Each winner will receive a copy of Mass Effect 3 Space Edition for the 360 or PS3. The actual game that was launched into space, a prize package containing one shirt, one hooded sweatshirt, one hat, one Art of the Mass Effect Universe book, one water bottle, and one messenger bag. I don't understand. Do you just have to find them?
You just have to find them.
But you have to enter on here, I think. before you can see the tracking.
Okay, well, that's fine. Just enter on there.
I'm gonna. I'm doing it now. Shut up.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, while you're doing that, well, I'll move on to this pick on Xbox Live.
You do that.
And then I'll go and register on that later. Starting off this week on Xbox Live, one arcade release, which is Alan Wake's American Nightmare. This is the release of the second week in Xbox Live House Party, not House Arcade, as I said before, which Matt's been playing, we'll talk about later, and I will download when I go to sleep tonight, because it's going to take me forever.
Forever.
It downloads.
You can do background downloads, can't
you? Yeah, I'll just turn my Xbox off. Like, I'll start downloading, switch it off when I go to bed.
Yeah.
Let's do some reading. But
what are you going to read?
I'm reading Game of Thrones books.
Yeah, there you are.
Very nearly finished the second book, and I've got the third one waiting to be started.
Yeah.
So good. On to Games On Demand, one game this week, which is Warriors Orochi for £20, which is, for anyone that knows, it's Samurai Warriors and Dynasty Warriors mashup game.
Yeah.
I like those games, they're fun. Not the newer, the newer iterations are terrible. The PS2 Samurai Warriors games were amazing, and the early PS2 Dynasty Warriors games are brilliant.
So the newer ones are terrible, you say?
Yes, the new ones
this,
are terrible.
This could be terrible.
Well, considering it's a mashup of them, yeah, it probably is.
A mashup of two recently terrible things.
Terrible, awesome. Terrible plus... I mean, it's terrible.
Well, not if you input my...
Shut up, Dan. We've had this conversation. We're never talking about it again.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Want more details?
Yeah. Give us that shit.
Right. So,
yeah,
I've just looked at the San Francisco one, and it's moved from it's nowhere near San Francisco. Boulder Creek, heading towards Santa Cruz, they've already launched.
Okay, what about Europe?
Europe is launching on the 27th, I'll tell you, hold on.
Well, then, I'll check on the 27th.
No, hang on, dates, here we go. So they're launching in launch cities and dates.
Yeah.
San Francisco... February 23rd, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m.
Okay,
Las Vegas. Huh?
What about the UK?
I'm getting that. I'm telling you all of them.
I don't want to know all of them.
Our listeners might be everywhere.
Las Vegas launched today at 11 a.m. New York launches tomorrow, 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. And London launches on Monday, 11:30 a.m. and 12 p.m. There's also Berlin, so we could also get them, I guess.
Yeah, if the wind is strong enough.
Yeah.
So everyone crack out your weather charts.
But you can't track London yet until but you can track where they're going. So I'm gonna save that.
Yep.
I'll spar at the top.
Anyway. On to indie releases, which is as we do, we'll take in turn.
Yeah.
I will start. We have Red Tie Miner Zombie, which is a weird name.
Yep. Then we have Fighter Mission. Yeah.
And then Zombie Invasion.
What's with zombies today?
I know, that's awesome.
Uber Zombie USA.
Yeah. Octogenarian VIP.
The Impossible Dungeon.
Oh.
Why would I want to play an impossible game? That's stupid. Then we have Cro-Mag Rally Extreme.
Extreme. And then we have Denizen's Den.
Wordplay.
Then Pigman.
Pigman.
Then we have Little Strategy.
Then Perturbirds.
Yep.
Yeah, whatever. Better bits.
At the end. Then Evan Quest.
Followed by Gravitas.
And then Living Dead Upgraded.
Then
that's how you know it's
Space
better.
Space Command?
Then we have Not a Ripoff, Angry Fish, Deep Sea.
Then we have OCD.
No, I have then, OCD. But I'm too.
Space Battles.
Toy Stunt Bike 2.
Then FPS Trainer. Ooh.
New Age. Or New Age. Whatever you want to call it. I think it's New Age.
Noir.
That's how I'm pronouncing it.
I'm going to pronounce it Noir.
Because
it is one word. So.
You need to listen to some Lady Gaga and play some Noir.
And then read out the next game.
Winehead.
Winehead. And then we have some more zombies with Super Zombie Smash.
And then Alexander Learning Series 360.
And then Fat Sheep.
I'll have to send that to Ben as a gift.
Brimtish.
Then Uzi, Earth Adventure, Episode 3, or Ep 3, whatever.
And then Skimmer Patrol.
And then the name of my gardener, Pedro.
Oh, you mean Peter?
Pedro.
Oh, okay. And then, ironically, at the end, is the Neverending Game 2.
suggests that the first game ended.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Or if it's just an expansion for the first, you know.
No, maybe it's just another game that doesn't end.
Ever, yeah. You just cons to have your Xbox on.
Yeah. On to DLC, we have Modern Warfare 3 Overwatch map for Elite members, which I'm sure Dan was excited about.
Yeah. And everyone else will get it all bundled up soon.
And then we have Saints Row the Third, Gangsters in Space for 560
Gangsters!
Microsoft points. Gangsters in Space. Shut up. I don't mind that the game doesn't take itself seriously, but now it's just like... screw logic. And two demos, which are SSX and Zumba Fitness Rush.
Yeah, that's everyone. Zumba!
SSX is supposed to be pretty good.
I play it. It's good, but I can't see myself paying money for it just yet.
Now, there's a lot of TGF staff members who were just competing for trial times on the demo.
Mm. Oh, I loved the first one. Tricky was so good.
Yep.
Well, not the first. You know what I mean, Tricky. But.
And sales and specials this week. There was a sale last week on Alan Wake stuff, but obviously we didn't record last week, which we'll get to talking about soon. And this week it's a discount on all Fable DLC.
Because that's Fable 3, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd say Fable because I just think the latest one. Yeah, it's Fable 3.
So that game that's terrible, you know, you want some DLC for that? we know you like Fable 3, so we've got you some Fable 3 to play with your Fable 3.
Would you like some seasoning with your terrible?
Would you like to pay for some more terrible?
Exactly. Do you want more terrible with that terrible? Because we've got some. It's cheap.
But it's on discount.
As if you were going to buy it, now would be the time. Don't pay full price, please.
You will hate yourself.
Yep. Okay, we'll move on to talk time now.
I was going to say, do you want to combine talk time with entertainment and, Alan Wake, you, and then what we've been watching all together into one big ecstatic... And reader mail, just this whole big clump of excitedness.
A big clump of excitement. Yeah, that sounds good. I do like big clump. Big clumps of excite.
I do like anything explained as a clump.
So I think we should start with you, Dave.
Yep. This is talk time. Is just an informal chat. About stuff, what I've been doing, we'll talk
chat
about...
Chat time.
Talk about Alan Wake, we'll talk about Walking Dead. So entertainment chat will be part of this. We'll just... One big blended thing.
Yeah, blend.
So apparently I'm a topic of this week's talk time.
Yeah, we're going to talk about you and why such a cunt. I mean, you've got a job?
Yeah.
No one can get that problem.
as anyone who's heard the last episode, which isn't up yet... we'll know, but it'll be up when this one's up. I started at Telltale Games on Monday of this week. Last week. As a QA tester, and it's awesome.
How awesome is it?
Extremely, actually. It's incredibly laid back. It's laid back now. I imagine it's going to get a bit more intense closer to release of things.
I would imagine also.
I have a time frame, but, you know...
Yeah, and what really happy for you.
What do you do that you can talk about?
Well, I play the game, and then when it's broken, I tell them why it's broken.
Cool.
I'll do this. I'll say what I'm working on, and then later I'll check whether I'm allowed to say what I'm working on. If it's got a release date, then I'm allowed to say, I think.
Yeah.
I'm currently playtesting.
Yeah, and you're enjoying it? As much as you can.
when it works, yes, I'm enjoying it. When something goes wrong and you have to reproduce it like five times and figure out what went wrong and then describe in exact minutia what you did.
Yeah, that's a good word.
It gets a bit, it grates a bit sometimes, especially if you can't figure out what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
Some crashes will just happen. There's one today where I was in a room, and if you start smashing shit while the other... Because I'm playing co-op at the moment because I'm new, so they've partnered me up with someone who's been there a bit longer and knows the things a bit better, so just kind of doing it with him.
So playing, just doing it with him?
Yeah, doing it. So playing everything in co-op. And so if I was like smashing some shit because it's Lego, and he was doing what you're supposed to do with the level, and it crashed, and that happened happens every single time, which is awesome.
And not at all repetitive.
Monday through Thursday, I played one level.
That's how I play every game.
Which should
Dave,
Matt,
as a warning, not even listed on Amazon.
I will redact that statement.
Maybe you can just say you're working on a major game in a franchise that... I think it's confirmed, though.
I think it's confirmed, yeah.
I'm sure it's confirmed, because we think we knew about it before they were...
Well, do a Google.
I'll go on IGN now, see if they've got anything about it.
Yeah. But it's... For anyone who... I don't know, has considered going into QA testing... Yeah, it's fun. It's a good job. It's nice and relaxed.
Yeah.
You just
have something I would consider doing if I could find one.
You just have to have a level of patience.
Yeah, how technical do things get with what you have to say, what happened, and shit?
Not really that technical. It's more if you are good at describing what you did, like load level. If it's straight away, just describe what you do. If it's later on in that section, you say progress to then name a landmark, so they know where you are, and then say, I do this, and then I do this, and then I do this, and then it breaks.
Yeah.
And then describe what kind of break it is. Like, I got stuck in a death loop, or something...
What's a death loop? That sounds fun.
I found so many fucking death loops on this one level, it's annoying as hell. A death loop is where you'll do something, so obviously you're testing for shit that people will do that will break the game.
Yeah.
So, like jumping off in weird locations, and then the game spawns you back in a location where you have no control of what you're doing, and you're constantly dying.
Oh, like I remember that in Halo 3 when if you died, and then someone was stood next to a cliff, and you'd keep spawning off the side. That was fun.
Yeah,
although that's kind of almost on purpose, but yeah.
Yeah, like that kind of, it's that. It's a death loop that's unavoidable and breaks the game because then you can't progress. Or where a certain mechanic isn't working, and because of that you can't progress. That's called a tech hang.
Yeah.
And then there's crash hangs, which are, I'm getting feedback from Matt, which are where the game just inexplicably crashes due to a memory leak or a graphics error or, you know, just loads of these things.
This game is fucked here.
You don't really need to know the technical aspect of it because you get to a point, if there's an error code, you take a screenshot and send that to them.
Oh,
so it's cool. Like, the game broke, it told me this, look.
So it's the same as when you're running any application on the computer and it says, do you want to send a bug report? It's like, it sometimes asks, what were you doing when you were doing this?
Yeah, it's doing that. It's just...
Yeah.
It's a nice, easy job, and obviously you don't... As I've got this job and I have no formal background in computer technology or game or like.
You do now, though, Dave.
I do now.
Yeah. Wow, that on your fucking CV. Yeah.
Already on my CV.
Yeah.
You don't need to have a degree in computing or gaming or anything. You just need to.
Some experience in gaming would be good.
Yes.
Have you ever played a game? Yes.
Yes. I'm pretty sure that they interview a wide range of people and then. And then if they think... I had the first interview, which was just a sit-down interview, talk to them. They ran over my CV, talked to me. They talked to me about what I felt the QA testing is like, what my expectations of the job were.
Yeah.
Everything went fine in that. And then the next one was they invite you in to do a QA test. So they give you a build of a level, and then they say, you've got an hour, just play the game and write down any bugs you notice.
Yeah. So they already know everything in that instance.
I expect I haven't actually asked about that. But yeah, they give you like a thing and say, hit sit here, play this.
Yeah.
Write them down, and I guess if you do, I think that's the part that's important. If you do that and then don't notice shit that's important,
yeah,
or you write things down in a really stupid way,
yeah, where they can't understand what the fuck you're telling them. Yeah, I imagine it gets very tedious though sometimes, the whole everything.
The same level for 4 days is a bit gratey.
Yeah.
But from what I've heard, it gets worse.
You're not even started yet.
Yeah, my line manager, the guy that comes over occasionally, just goes, "Hey, everyone doing okay?" he walked over the other day. I was like, "Yeah." He's like, "You're not finding it boring?" Because he knows this is my first QA job.
Yeah.
I was like, "Well, you know, I've been on the same level for a couple of days now, and it's a bit grating for me." Mm. He was like, "Yeah, don't worry. Wait till you've been on the same level for 2 months." I was like, "What? Wait, what?" Cries.
Dies.
And at the moment, I'm only testing on 360, which is kind of the best way for me to start, because it's the only console I have, so it's what I know. There's a big row of PS3s behind me, which I imagine will be tested soon. There's a fair amount of QA staff there at the moment, so there's people who are testing on PC, to people testing on 360, PS3. No one's testing on Wii at the moment, I don't think.
Mm.
That or the Wii build isn't up to scratch, where it just won't run yet.
Or they're just ready to say, "Now we're not going to bother with the Wii."
No, I wish. No, I think at some point we're going to test Wii, and the people who've QA tested for Telltale before like groan every time someone says the word.
What, Wii? Groan every time someone says Wii. They was going for a Wii.
They genuinely made the joke of getting a Wii jar, and every time someone discusses the possibility of testing on the Wii, you have to put money in a Wii jar.
By money, you mean you piss a little bit in there?
Yes, you piss in the Wii jar.
Just you go for a piss, then you shake it off in the jar, you know, get the drips.
I'm enjoying myself a lot. It's a nice job. And the pay is not bad.
Yeah, above minimum wage?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The base is above minimum wage, and then there's overtime pay.
Yep.
And I'm expecting a lot of overtime to come soon.
Good.
I think overtime pay starts this week, next week, or the week after, actually. Like, until they say, like, we will start paying for overtime now. It's just till so they can get shit sorted. If I do overtime, I wouldn't get paid for it at the moment.
How come?
I think it's just getting all the systems in place for all the new staff.
All right.
And you know, they don't want you to be staying by yourself doing overtime if you don't know what you're actually doing.
Yeah.
Then you've done like 5 hours of pointless work.
Well, yeah. Something I was going to ask a second ago was: is there any like people who look like they're just not gamers at all?
Oh, there? Yeah. There's a very obvious alpha male kind of dude who sits across from me.
Your bro.
He's a bit of a lad.
He's not a bro, he's a lad.
Yeah, you get what I mean when I say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's that kind of guy. And he's funny and he knows what he's doing. He's been there a while. He's done QA testing on other jobs.
Yeah.
Matt.
What are you doing, Matt?
What?
Whatever you just did, this gen caused loads of feedback.
Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't do nothing.
No, it's fine. It's okay. yeah, he doesn't seem implicitly like the, "Hey, I'm a QA tester" type.
Yeah.
And the guy I've been partnered with all week, he's from Wigan and has a Wigan accent. But he to look at him, you wouldn't think he's a gamer, QA tester type. He plays basketball every night.
Yeah.
But the rest...
You should get the rest of them,
yeah.
You should get some, like, especially for the when it's on the Wii, you should get, like, some, like, full family-ranged people. Like, get a granddad in there, get some little kids in there, all saying, "There's a bug here," or, "There's a bug here."
Was that your Wigan accent? That was horrible.
That was my old person accent. But everyone from Wigan is old. But...
There's even two girls in the office.
Even?
I know. It's crazy.
What do they look like? Weird?
Do they have boobs? Explain the boobs.
They have boobs, both of them fairly ample.
Yeah.
God, I
ample boobs
listen.
Are good. Yeah. If you get talking to one now, they'll be like...
New Wilker described your breasts as ample.
If you get talking to one, you end up saying, "Oh yeah, I do this podcast, do you want to give it a listen?" You'll forget that you described
it. But you can be on it, I won't try and have sex with you.
On air, at least.
I won't be trying to have sex with either of them.
Okay.
is that just like your statement?
That's my statement.
Just gonna stop.
That's my statement and opinion.
Well, they have ample breasts, and you've been single for a while.
See when you phrase it like that.
Exactly. That's your kind of girl when you've been single for a while, right?
She's a girl. I'm in.
Yeah, she has breasts. And when you say you're in, you mean you're in, right?
Anyway, back to the point I think I was making is if anyone has considered going into QA, just go for it. Just find a studio that's hiring QA and apply. There's literally no reason not to.
But that's, you can say that about any job. Literally no reason why not to.
Well, there is, but I mean more of the like, don't feel intimidated by the fact that you maybe don't have any like directly relevant experience.
Mm. Yeah.
I have no directly relevant experience to a QA testing position. I still got the job, so.
And it lasts, what, 6 months?
Yes, and then there's the possibility of being taken on as a full-time QA tester for them because they've got some other projects running. And even if not, they seem like they are very inclined to rehire QA testers for contracts again.
Well, yeah, that makes sense to keep you on record, so when they need them again, yeah.
Yeah, so I might, like, even if I don't get kept on after this, which I'll be fine with, it seems like next time they're hiring people for another contract...
You might get another, yeah.
I'd have a much greater chance of getting the job than I had this time, and I still got it this time.
Yeah.
Plus, cool. The experience means I could go to other places.
Yeah. And it helps your general overall career that you're getting experience in gaming industry.
Yeah, I'm getting a look at the industry from the opposite side that I'm used to.
Yeah.
I'll say it doesn't... it's kind of weird because I spent all day privy to information that, like, games journalists would probably, like, kill people for.
Well, maybe not for a LEGO game, but...
hey, every game is valid.
Don't be a dick. Anyway, I think we've dwelled. Let's move on to a new subject.
Let's move on to Alan Wake. I think we have a question about Alan Wake.
Do you want me to find it?
Let's all just mix it all in. Mix all that shit in.
Yep.
I'll read it.
There's two parts.
And this is from a new person.
New person? Well, hopefully, unless they've just made... Yeah, anyway.
What's their name?
Basically, the subject was dicks or maybe some questions. I think it was meant to be a witty pun about dick pics. So,
yeah.
Hey, they remember the dick pic joke. I love it.
Are any of you guys into the classic Transformers? We'll answer that first. Like the old cartoons, not the new shit ones.
Yes, I used to watch Transformers. There was a series where there was like CGI animation. It was like Transformers where they turned into animals. That was a weird series. Megatron was a Megatron was a dragon. That was cool. But Optimus Prime was a gorilla. Like, it was half the lame as that.
They're not Beast Wars.
Yes. Wait, was that not Transformers?
No, that's just Beast Wars.
I swear that's Transformers Beast Wars.
Maybe.
Anyway,
who knows?
And then Transformers Energon. That whole series was amazing.
I haven't really watched it. I have seen a couple of episodes when I was younger, but I never watched them properly.
I went out of my way to watch them when I was younger.
Dan said you were similar to me, didn't you?
Yeah, like, I was, like, if they were on when I got back from school, I watched them. And I semi kept track of some mini storylines, but not really.
I think when I was around 12, 13, I really got into the Transformers Energon series.
Yeah.
Because it was really good. If anyone likes Transformers, I really recommend going and watching Transformers Energon.
I hate the films.
No, this is proper
good. So terrible.
Like, the storyline is good. There's no Megan Fox character.
There's no big toes for thumbs.
I don't get your problem with that. No, it's really good, and it stays true to, like, some of the original and older lore, like, canon from Transformers universe. And the story's good, like, cause it follows the whole Energon thing, which I think these films touch on, but in a really shit method.
Yeah. Well, they are shit, so yeah.
Yeah, and they do. And I can't remember the name of the main evil dude now, because it's not. There's obviously you've got the Transformers and the Decepticons, Autobots and Decepticons, but then you've also got this fucking gigantic. Imagine like Galactus, a version of Galactus in the Transformers universe.
Is he called Space Hitler?
No, it's not called Space Hitler. But he just goes around absorbing all the energon from planets and depleting them, and the planet dies, and then he moves on to the next planet. I think.
As you do.
Yeah, I think he was the reason they had to leave the original planet, and then.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a very good story arc.
If you say so.
Yeah, the animation's not like amazing, but I don't know, it's cool.
Yeah.
And then the second part was, after I've sent this text. It was. Mail. It was. And have you guys played Alan Wake? If you guys have, I would like it if you had a discussion on the game. Thanks. And we can call him David Deason.
Yeah. I'd prefer, prefer a natural name. Witty Man.
Well, yeah, I won't read out the email address, but yeah. It seems to be a real person.
Thank you, real person.
Dan, you've played it a bit, haven't you?
Yeah, I briefly played it around Dave's.
I made him play it.
Sensibly.
I haven't had enough of an experience with it, so you guys have to talk about it.
I love Alan Wake.
Yeah. It's one of the best underappreciated Xbox 360 exclusives. Like, I can't believe it isn't bigger than it is. No. You know?
This is one of those games, to me, where if I owned a PS3, I would be gutted that I couldn't play.
Like Halo.
Yeah, like, if I had PS3, I'd be annoyed that I couldn't play Gears or Halo or Alan Wake. Those would be my titles. Like, I'm annoyed that I can't play Heavy Rain. Don't really care. And I'm interested in Uncharted. I imagine I'd like it if I played it, but I'm not like, damn, I can't play Uncharted.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's the other way around for PS3 people. I bet they haven't seen enough of it to know.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we were all big fans of the original Alan Wake, and I've finished the new one, which is great, and we will have more extended...
Next week.
Next week.
I should have my review.
I almost feel like we should answer that question next week and have a talk time about Alan Wake and the new Alan Wake.
Well, we can talk about the original Alan Wake this week, and then we'll talk about the new one and how it compares. But as far as the original Alan Wake goes, that is the reason I really liked it is because of the kind of it plays a bit like a book. I mean, you've got
it's ironic as well.
Yeah, that is the whole point. Like, it's about Alan Wake, this writer whose creations come to life, and the story is really interesting. The only I can't remember thinking of any downsides. The only downsides that I ever get criticized for is it's animation, but that doesn't matter when the story is that good. The gameplay is it's really simple but really well done. The whole light and dark mechanic.
How so? Go on.
Well, the general gist is you only ever have a torch and a gun, and your enemies, you always have to shine the light on them to they're called the Taken, because these are humans which have been taken by the darkness. You have to shine the light on them to dispel the darkness, and then you have to kill them because they're still mindless hosts who will kill you. So
racist.
Yeah, but the enemies are really interesting. Because they're human, so they're not like these giant. My brain is dying at the moment.
They're called Taken, and they're protected by darkness.
Yeah, they don't have like more than human capabilities. They're just like faster and super aggressive. It's like if there were real zombies who had just had human capabilities.
Yeah,
that kind. They have limits, and the enemies.
Explain off.
What?
Explain off with your great explanation of everything.
Sorry, my brain is going a million miles an hour and I can't pick details on it.
Sounds like...
Well, that's why I was thinking, if you played the new one, like, I've got so much I could say about the new one, but and in comparison to the old one, but I don't want to talk about it until we've all played what we're going to play.
Well, all two of you,
That's what I'm saying, we could make it more extensive next week and we could move on to anything else we've been watching, and then Walking Dead.
Yeah, I think the one thing that got me into Alan Wake before it came out was, Matt, do you remember those videos?
Yeah, they were awesome. The live action.
Yeah, there's
six of them.
Yeah, a little series of live action videos. But before the game came out, they weren't even like canon to the story, were they?
They had Alan Wake in them.
They were like things that he'd written.
I thought they were experiences of him, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. The one that sticks in my head is where he's driving through a tunnel, then he hits a deer, then he gets out, and then he looks back and the deer's gone. Hello. Hello. Okay, so now move on to The Walking Dead. We'll only be talking about the first episode of this of season... The first episode of this half of the second season, because I haven't watched the most recent episode.
Yeah, audience, it's his fault this time.
My fault.
Yeah.
Yeah. First off, I'm glad it started exactly where we hoped it would.
Yeah,
it was always going to, I think.
Yeah, just like immediately after the whole barn incident.
Yeah.
So going to the first thing is the questions raised at the end of the last one. Herschel didn't know she was in there, and I believe that. And I think they just—I think that's it. I think they're just saying Herschel didn't know. Otis could have put her in there. Otis put her in there. They didn't know.
Yeah,
and they obviously weren't looking.
That makes the most sense. I'm still a bit iffy about the timeline of her getting there and being turned into a zombie and being found, but I'll roll with it.
Yeah. Well, she still could have gone in there as a human and oh shit, like, but she would have been eaten. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. But yeah.
The timeline's a bit. It feels like the timeline for her getting there and already being zombified is intensely rushed, but I guess it makes sense.
Yeah. So, as much as quite a bit happens, not actually. Well, stuff happens, but not a lot. The main thing is the fact Herschel goes off to town to get drink. He obviously used to drink and he hasn't drank in a long time.
Yeah.
And he goes off to town to drink, and Rick and Glenn go to get him.
Yeah.
The main reason he's gone is because he's realised that everyone's right and these things are monsters and that his wife's been dead for however long and that his family's been dead for however long.
And there's no hope and there's no cure.
He's feeling guilty because he's not let his family grieve.
Yeah.
But now he realises how serious it is, like, when he saw them get back up after he shot them. Like, it's almost like he's had this switch. He's turned now.
Yeah, he knows they're not human anymore, so...
Yeah.
That's important. I think that'll come in quite a lot as he develops as a proactive character.
Yeah. Because he's been kind of passive and just kind of there for key scenes at the moment. Now he's becoming more of a character that we'll see more of, I think.
Because he was just a moral compass before.
Yeah.
And of course, we have.
If we want to roll with what happens in town for now, quickly.
Because there's the one other main thing that we can get back to, but that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, two people turn up.
Yeah.
Who are from a different group, and they say they're from a different group, like they say there's more of them, and they start to inquire as to where they're from.
Yeah, where they're held up.
They come across as dicks immediately. I didn't like them straight off.
Well, the thing is, it's kind of they play to the north-south divide of America because, where are they right now? Is it Midwest or is it South? I don't know. Where are they?
They're a bit away from Atlanta. I don't know what that is.
So. I think that's south-ish. I don't know. But these guys are clearly from up north, and they're city folk, and they're douches.
Well, but the bottom line comes down to all the rest will be speculation. The bottom line is they were inquiring about. They kind of knew that they had a farm. They got that.
They were trying to impose. We're going to come to your farm.
We want to come to your farm. Like, we've got women and children kind of thing, and Rick. And this was the thing that was key. Rick was like, we're not telling you kind of thing. And he was making it obvious. Is it right at the end? Almost right at the end. They're about to draw the gun on him and Rick shoots them both. Kills them both.
Yeah, in the last 2 minutes.
That's meant to be a statement.
Yeah.
To be fair. Rick is now, you know how Shane's been going on for ages? Like, Rick's not protecting us. Rick's not protecting us.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not, well, me and Dan obviously know a bit more, but Rick, I think that's Rick saying, yeah, well, I can protect her. I will do the, he is cut out for this world kind of thing.
Yeah. And I think it played very well with Herschel being there, I think.
Yeah.
Because further than his realization after the barn, he's now realized the kind of world that they are in now.
Yeah. It's almost like that realization has flipped, not only about the zombies, but exactly how dangerous it is and about how he was going to send these people back out.
Yeah. Because whether they stay at the farm or not is still in contention at this point, isn't it?
I like the whole shooting aspect for character development on Rick, because before it was he said he'd do the right thing if it needed to be done, but you never saw it in action until the end of the series.
Now he's done it.
And now it's whenever something happens that needs to be taken care of, he does it immediately. It's not wait until the last minute. It's just get it done.
Yeah, he wasn't umming and ahhing, being moral about it. As soon as the guns would start to be drawn at him, bang, bang.
Yeah, so
This is not really spoilery. This is something I kind of would have predicted anyway. But whether or not Rick is taking, like, at the minute, Rick is taking care of things, you know?
Yeah.
Is doing things. Shane's going to be a dick about it either way,
yeah.
I think. So when he is taking care of things, Shane's going to find a way to pick it apart, whereas actually Shane probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
Shane,
Shane is a fucking insane person.
Yeah, I think Shane, in that situation, Shane would have done it so much quicker.
Well, yeah, he would have just killed them straight away without them.
I think the split there is if you put Shane in that situation, Shane would have done it the minute they walked in, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, the minute they started being a bit dicky, they'd have been dead. Whereas Rick was like, the minute I'm 100% sure you're going to do something, I'm going to shoot you. No questions asked.
Yeah. Well, I think the dangerous thing that would have happened if Shane was there is that as soon as they came in, guns would be drawn from both sides, and then there could have been crossfire all over the place.
Yeah.
Whereas we know that Rick is still, he's a good leader, he's a logical person, he's calm, but he can also bring it when it's necessary.
Like, you saw him
really quick shooting.
You saw him engage them in conversation first. Like, instead of pulling a gun out and making it hostile, he was like testing them to see what they were like. And then when he got the answer he wanted, then he shot them. By the way, I have seen like 10-15 minutes of the second episode.
Oh, good. Yeah.
So
I couldn't tell you what's in that, so let's just leave it for next week. Will everyone watch next episode and the new one that's coming out?
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
But so the last main thing we need to deal with
is Laurie.
I don't like that as a plot thing, because I don't think that pregnant Laurie would go out on a drive and leave Carl. I don't think she'd do that. I think I didn't like it. It was kind of like, really? Like, his dad's out there, and now he's sent out.
Yeah, when you
Laurie's gone out.
When you phrase it like that, I kind of see the point, but I didn't reach that myself.
At the time, you didn't react like that, but afterwards, I thought about it, and I'm like, what? In the past, she wouldn't have done anything like that.
The other thing is,
she's hormonal.
The other thing is, you know, if you watch when Rick and Glenn were driving, they were like looking off the road all the time, not really concentrating, but got there fine. She loses concentration for 10 seconds and drives off the road.
Yeah, well, zombie
third. It seems a bit like a bit of too much of a convenient plot device.
Yeah.
Well, I guess.
Yeah.
And then the other couple of things we've got is there's the burying of the bodies. Now we've found the daughter. She was there all the time. We've got what's her face and what's his face having to deal with that she's dead. Her mum and
her daughter being a bit ill.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's infected.
This
possible with the water before.
Because she got near to one of the zombies, like, and it kind of scratched at her.
Yeah.
I don't know if it is. It might be that it's shock and they just needed a reason for Herschel to come back.
No, I got the whole impression that she might be infected from it. But
me and Sam were exactly the same. We were like, she might be infected.
This
with how catatonic she was.
Yeah. To go back to something that happened last series, you know, in the last episode, the guy in the facility whispers something to Rick.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I really fucking, I want to know what he whispered, because, like, a lot of speculation is that he told him that Rick was, that Laurie was pregnant then, which would have been obvious, but I don't think that was what he told
Rick's
him.
Rick's reaction was
too shocked.
Yeah.
I don't think he knew, which means, like, what did he tell him? Because the thing that makes me really suspicious is when Rick said, what did you find in the blood work? And the guy said, no surprises. Didn't say anything but no surprises. So I'm starting to think, like, what? Is everyone infected and only transpires when they die? Is this thing airborne?
Mm.
Oh, actually, I have an idea as to what that might be, but I don't want to. Well,
there's a possible immunity kind of thing. That's possible. Like, survivors.
The thing that they've stated so far is that it doesn't follow the comics, and it doesn't follow the comics, but there are similarities, which is why I think there's something in the comics that, well, one thing to note in the comics, Shane is dead in the comics ages ago.
I know about that.
But another thing that happened, well, do you mind if I tell you? I don't know if it will spoil anything from the thing.
No, go for it.
I haven't seen it. No, basically, maybe we already know this. If you don't die, like, if you die not from a bite, and you're if you die before the infection or something, you still come back.
Right.
Does that make sense?
So if you...
Because Shane dies and they bury him, and then in the comic, Rick finds out that you die. If you die, you come back, and goes back, digs up Shane and shoots him in the head because he gets up again.
So
there's more of a supernatural connection as well as just it being an infection.
No, not supernatural. Something to do with when you die.
It being like, like everyone's already infected kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I think that must be it then.
Could be, but I don't know.
I also accidentally happened upon a spoiler, like a major spoiler.
Well, don't
tell. From the comics.
Oh, from the comics, which one? Well,
Dan. Go on, yeah.
Wait, how far into the comics, do you know?
No idea, I just know what the details.
Well, do you have a word you could say and I can tell you if I know about it?
Baby.
Is it going to be a zombie baby?
No.
No.
Oh, about Shane's what baby? Happens to it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know what happens there, but then that's gone a completely different way in the comic.
Yeah, I don't think the TV series will do that.
No.
No.
So hang on, do you know where they were when this thing happens to the baby?
Nope.
Tell me.
Because that's what I wanted to tell you about.
Okay, well, Dan, do you want to know what it is?
Yeah, what's this baby thing? Does it die or what?
From what I happened across, when I was trying to find out what the fuck the guy said to him, and I got this instead, apparently the baby gets, like, left to die. Not, like, on purpose, like... It dies. It gets swallowed by zombies and dies.
All right.
Oh, okay. Well, then maybe we're thinking of a different baby. In the comics I've read, I can't even tell you. No, I can't tell you. I'm sorry.
Just,
I can't tell you. It spoils.
Well, I already think the baby's dead. So.
Oh, it's not just the baby that dies.
Okay. Cool. No, that's fine.
I'll shut up. It's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah.
The only other slight thing is the Glenn and what's her name?
He says she loves him.
Yeah. Which cool.
Yeah, fine.
He kind of saw that coming. That's like.
Yeah.
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 So he just has to react positively.
Not be a whiny little douche. That conversation between him and Rick annoyed me.
Which one?
She loves me, and I didn't say it back.
Oh, yeah. That,
well, I think he's worried that she's only saying it because he's the only one there.
No, I think he's just being a whiny kid who doesn't know about love.
Up until this point, he's been, like, a logical, sensible person. Now he's being a bit like a child. And it's, occasionally, the writers get something wrong, and it seems like they just do something stupid like that.
Well, he's an Asian kid. He's never, like, his parents never let him have a relationship. He's been maybe a doll. So.
Like... Dale in this one I thought was a lot more timid than he had been in the past, and that was a bit
because he's kind of a bit off like on guard from Shane.
Yeah, but like he'd been like super aggressive and confident in the episodes leading up to the end of the end of the half series, and now he kind of went back into a shell a bit in that episode, and it's a bit
that's from him, like when Shane was like just shoot me then kind of thing, and he couldn't do it, so he's got perspective that he wouldn't actually shoot him even though he's a complete douche. We'll see.
All right, so that's Walking Dead and my job and me gushing about Game of Thrones. Next week, we'll have a long chat on Alan Wake once I've played it and reviewed it. More talk on... words. Walking Dead, when I've caught up. And, we should have two episodes if everything goes well.
Yeah.
And maybe I'll gush more about Game of Thrones.
Yeah, maybe I'll watch some.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I would much love to discuss the first series of Game of Thrones with people.
Discuss.
I'll try and watch some tonight. Like, maybe when I go to bed, I'll put some on my laptop and watch it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, well.
Right, well thank you,
guys.
Thank you for listening. This has been episode 41. This is really racking up now. We will see you next week when I actually edit and put things up.
Yeah.
Bye.
Thanks for being cool.
What am I doing? Remember that you can send in questions to bandcast@hotmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at thebandcast, or follow us individually. I'm on Twitter at TGF_David.
I'm Lord_Atom.
I'm Gamma89.
And you can always head over to thegamefanatics.com, because this is the official Let's Pause podcast of thegamefanatics.com, which I didn't say at the beginning, for all the latest gaming news, reviews, and tech stuff. I write there, but I haven't this week, so I'm on a break.
Well, that's understandable.
Yeah, I've got next week off as well if I want to.
Anyway.
Cool.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. Bye.